This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about how God delivered best-selling author Stormy O'Mardian from depression. Find out how God broke her strongholds after this message.
The Seven Seals of the Apocalypse is a great new book, particularly designed for beginners trying to understand end-time prophecy and what it's all about in Revelations. It's written by Larry Ulrich, who we really appreciate sponsoring this podcast. Benefit from reading The Seven Seals of the Apocalypse. It'll give you insight into God's grace and His wrath. It'll enable you to identify sound doctrine. It'll give you hope as a believer and motivate you to share the gospel. Go to Amazon Books today. Look for The Seven Seals of the Apocalypse, written by Larry Ulrich. Once again, Amazon Books for The Seven Seals of the Apocalypse by Larry Ulrich. And thank you for sponsoring this podcast.
Most of us know Stormy O'Mardian because of her books that have inspired countless people in their prayer lives. But not many of us know how deeply she struggled with depression in the early years of her marriage. Her husband was loving and supportive. Her church was great. There were no money issues. And she knew Jesus. And yet, Stormy suffered with depression, lethargy, and even suicidal thoughts. Her pastor suggested that Stormy see Marianne, another pastor's wife at the church. Stormy entered Marianne's office and told her everything she had been struggling with. Marianne responded, "You need deliverance, Stormy. Do you know what deliverance is?" Stormy said she didn't know what it was, and so Marianne explained that deliverance isn't something scary. It's becoming everything God made you to be. It's removing the past brokenness and bondage. It releases you. Marianne told Stormy that the two of them should fast with only water for 3 days and then get together and pray. Leading up to the meeting, though, Stormy's depression only grew worse. When the day finally came to meet with Marianne and pray, Stormy was physically and emotionally exhausted, but she went anyway. Marianne started by having Stormy renounce all her past occult practices. And so she did. Every single one. And then Stormy presented her list of failures before the Lord and just wept in His presence. The Lord's gentle, healing presence just enveloped her, and she felt safe. After Marianne and another pastor's wife prayed over Stormy and rebuked specific spirits that had been oppressing her, an enormous weight lifted off of Stormy's shoulders. She could now walk as a new person. And now, Stormy's name is a testimony of the Stormy life that Christ delivered her from. And while Stormy knows that some depression is caused by chemical imbalances, and she uses medical discernment when counseling people who struggle with depression, her story is still a testimony of God's power to break strongholds that wreak havoc in people's lives. No matter what storm you're in, persevere, because our God is a mighty God. This story was taken from an excerpt of Stormy O'Mardian's latest book, Out of Darkness. To read the whole excerpt, you can visit charismamag.com or read our January issue of Charisma Magazine. Thanks for your support. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.